You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This next story comes from a collaboration between KALW and Oakland Voices, a nine-month program that trains East Bay residents to tell the stories of their neighborhoods. We paired Oakland Voices reporter Deborah Gordon with KALW's Truk Nguyen to answer a question from our crowdsourced journalism project, Hey Area. A resident of East Oakland asked, "Can we showcase students who are making a difference in the neighborhood?" Here's the story of one student.
At City Hall in downtown Oakland, a crowd of about 50 protesters, mostly teens but also some elders, have gathered for a Youth Versus Coal march. They're there to protest a proposal to transport coal through West Oakland. Ivan Garcia is one of the youth speakers giving testimony.
Speak the facts!
Not only is this an environmental injustice, this is a human rights injustice.
Ivan is in his comfort zone speaking out. Not only is he involved with this coal protest, but he is also active in movements to combat youth homelessness and environmental degradation.
We're not crazy. We're just trying to breathe out here.
Ivan also has his own YouTube channel, which ranges from teenage antics to political statements like "Dear Mr. Trump," which he made with his eighth grade class immediately after the election. He says he's the first in his family to get involved with issues like this.
My mom is not into politics. No one in my family, not that I know of, truly has a big passion for politics. And so for me, it's been this really exciting journey to really immerse myself into something so new to me.
And Ivan makes it a priority to participate in youth-led movements like this Youth Versus Coal march today.
I fell in love with what they were trying to do. And I especially enjoyed how everything was youth-led there.
We have new ideas, we see things in new ways, and we inspire older people, whether you believe it or not.
Having youth in our day-to-day life is one of my big things.
Like, Michaela, she planned this whole thing, and we got a bunch of adults out here. She inspired them to come.
So if we can organize specifically as young people, that's definitely a big thing for me.
This past year, Mayor Libby Schaff appointed Ivan to the Oakland Youth Advisory Commission of the City Council, where he's a part of the Environmental and Sustainability Committee. Mayor Schaff actually shows up at the end of the coal rally.
We are fighting this atrocity in court.
She's a big fan of Ivan's.
Oh, I love Ivan. I can't wait for him to sit in my office. And I mean, like, in the desk, being the mayor. He's going to be an amazing mayor. And maybe you're going to bring your talents to some better pursuit besides politics. Whatever it's going to be amazing. And you always do it, Ivan, with love and respect.
The impact of coal on the health of the community, homelessness, the environment, are all vast and substantial issues for anyone to add to their civic work. But imagine if you had algebra homework and a term paper on top of that. Ivan is still just a high school freshman. Even at school, he walks his talk. He's an ambassador for Literati, an organization that's created an app to, quote, clean up the planet one piece of litter at a time.
So I see a plastic cup that once had yogurt in it. So the first thing you do is you open up the Literati app, and then you take a picture of the piece of litter that's on the ground. And then in a couple of hours, you'll see your picture on the Literati map.
Ivan explains that you tag the litter by type or brand name, which creates a digital landfill. The collective data can help companies find more sustainable approaches.
This is the fun part, actually making the change and recycling it.
Ivan attends Head Royce, a private school in the Oakland Hills. He transferred from public school, and in some ways, it's been a challenging transition.
To say it bluntly, a lot of people here come from privilege, and so I don't necessarily come from privilege. A lot of kids here, sometimes they focus on where they're going to go for the summer, if they're going to go around the world, or if they're going to stay local. And for me, that's not necessarily an option.
But he says that while it's difficult to navigate high school at first,
once you find the right people and the right things that interest you, it's definitely an amazing experience that just allows different opportunities to come your way.
Ivan says his family is a big reason he can be so active in his political and social work while still being in high school.
I got really blessed that I have such an amazing family that can support me in everything I do and will support me, that if it wasn't for them actually pushing me and encouraging me and telling me that I can do what I want to do, I wouldn't be where I am today.
He says they also inspire him.
One of the biggest reasons that I have been so involved and wanted to make my community proud is because my mom and my grandma actually immigrated here when she was a little girl. And so my aspirations are to make my family proud. And so all of the things I do are obviously to give my sister a better life and to create more meaningful social change in my community.
As the protesters start to leave the Youth Versus Coal rally, Ivan's mom and little sister arrive to pick him up.
My name's Laura Garcia. I just got here. Got here kind of late.
Ivan's pursuits keep his mom busy, and after a long week working in a recycling center in Hayward, she tries her best to keep up.
It's hard, you know, because sometimes I plan stuff and he's like, oh no, I can't make it, or, you know, I have to do this, and I'm like, what? But, you know, I cancel my stuff for his because I like it that he's involved, because I was never like that.
Laura says she's learned a lot through the political work of her son.
He teaches me a lot of laws, a lot of things that I didn't know, like stuff about Oakland. He loves Oakland, of course. You know, I was raised in Oakland too. So he teaches me a lot, and his sister. He's always looking out for his sister.
Ivan is already inspiring the next generation of activists. His 9-year-old sister, Eva Neff, thinks his work is really cool too.
Well, I want to follow his footsteps. It makes me feel like he's important and he's involved in stuff. It's just really incredible.
So what happens now, after a day of school and marching against coal coming to West Oakland? Ivan's going to go home and do his homework. And like any other growing teenager, according to his mom,
he's probably going to be hungry.
In Oakland, I'm Deborah Gordon for Cross Currents.